This week's parasha, Parashas Achrimos Kedoshim. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Acharei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bekarvosam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. Hashem spoke to Moshe after the death of Aaron's two sons, when they approached before Hashem, Vayamusu, and they died. The Torah introduces the Yom Kippur Avodah, the Avodah of Yom Kippur, by telling us about the deaths of Aaron's two sons, Nadav and Avihu. What is the connection between the Avodah of Yom Kippur and the deaths of Nadav and Avihu? The Meshech Chochma brings down a Yerushalmi in the Sechlis Yuma. It says, Shekashem, Sheyoyim HaKippur Mechaper Al Yisrael Kach Misason Shel Tzadikim Mechaparis. Chiya Barba says, just as Yom Kippur brings about a kapara, so too the deaths of Tzadikim bring about a kapara. Yom Kippur is an Eis Ratzon. It is a time of favor. Therefore, it is an opportune time to achieve a kapara. When a tzaddik dies, his neshama goes to Shemayim, to the heavens, to the world of neshamas. The other neshamas of tzaddikim rejoice at his joining them. This causes there to be an eis ratzon in this world as well. So when a neshama of a tzaddik from this world goes to the next world, up to Shemayim, the neshamas of tzaddikim come to greet him. And that causes an eis ratzon in this world. Therefore, the death of a tzaddik is an auspicious time for tshuva. Zok de Meshech Chochma. However, there is one crucial point that must be understood. Yom Kippur, or the death of a tzaddik, are not automatic kaparis. It is an eis ratzon, a time that tshuva is more readily accepted. One must be cognizant of this and make sure to take advantage of it. Not automatic, but it's an eis ratzon. It's a time that it's readily accepted. It's a time for us to work on doing tshuva. Zok de Ben Ishchai. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, V'hoysa zois lochem l'chuka asoylam l'chaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatoysam achaz bashona. This shall be to you an eternal decree to bring a kapara for Klal Yisrael once a year. Why does a pasuk need the word zois? V'hoisa zois lochem. Why isn't just v'hoisa lochem? This shall be to you what's zois. The Medrash says the Torah is called zois, as it says in pasuk in Devarim, Kapitel Dalid, pasuk Mem Dalid, v'zois ha-Torah. Zois is Torah. The pasuk is telling us that if we busy ourselves with learning the Torah HaKadosha with a kvius, we will have few Averis. Being that there will not be many Averis, one day a year will be enough to mechaper on all of them. Ben Ishchai says another possible explanation. The gematria of Zeus is 408, which equals Momain, Koil, and Tzayin. Tzayin, which is fasting, will bring one to overcome his Tivus. Koil refers to the coil of Torah. Limud HaTorah will bring one to discern the difference between Aser and Mutter and Tomei and Tahor. When one realizes how he was ignorant before learning and did many things wrong, it will bring him to do tshuva. So that's koil. And Mamoin, giving one's money to Tzedakah, brings one to vanquish his gaiva. One realizes that the money is not his, he is just a gizber, and there's nothing to be haughty about. He's a middleman, he's a gabbai. So we have Tzayim, Koil, and Mamoin. Tzayim is fasting, is to overcome his tivus. Koil is Koil Torah, so you should know what's Mutter, Aser, Tamei Tar, and he'll realize that he did things wrong before, and he'll do tshuva. And Mamoin is another way of a person realizing that the money is not his, will also bring him to do tshuva. Zok to Ibn Ezra. V'goyrul echad la'azazel. One of the lottery goes to Azazel. Zokta Ibn Ezra. If you understand the secret, which is after the word Azazel, you will understand its secret and the secret of its name. Hazoishetan Ibn Ezra. Now, what is he talking about? What is the secret of the word after Azazel? What is he talking about? Zokta Chsam Sefer. He explains the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra means take the letters after each letter of the word Azazel. You have Azazel. You have the first letter is an ayin. What comes after an ayin? A pei. So pei is the first letter that we have. Azazel. The next letter is a zayin. After a zayin comes a ches. After an aleph comes a beis. After a zayin comes a ches. And after a lamed comes a mem. So the letters that we end up with, the letters that come after the letters from the word Azazel, we have the letters pei, ches, beis, ches, and mem. The gematria of those letters is of 138. This is the same gematria as chometz. Chometz is gematria 138. The Azazel is sent to the Midbar. The letters after Midbar are Nun, He, Gimel, Shin. A total of 358. This is the same gematria as Nochosh. The Nochosh, which was caused the Chet of Adam Rishon, which represents Chet, we send it away. That's where it goes. Gotta get rid of the Chometz. Shaitan the Zayar HaKadosh. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron Bekarvos Almoth Hashem Vayimutu. The parashas of the death of the sons of Aaron are laid on Yom Kippur at Yom Chaper for Klal Yisrael and Golos. If someone is pained over the death of tzaddikim, his averus are wiped away. Klal Yisrael is supposed to hear about the death of great tzaddikim on Yom Kippur and be in pain over it. And be tzar, tremendous tzar. As long as Klal Yisrael are in Golos and cannot bring karbonis, the deaths of Aaron's two sons stand in place of the two se'irim that were brought when the Beis HaMikdash stood. As I state in the Zayah. The Malay Oimer says, "Bezois yavoy Aaron." With Zois, Aaron will come. Rashi says that the gematria of Bezois is 410, which is a remnant of the first Beis Hamikdash. The Malay Oimer explains that Rashi is referring to the Zohar that we just quoted. The 410. Represents a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash standing and two korbanos were brought. However, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, remembering and being saddened over deaths of Aaron's two sons, great tzaddikim, are in place of the two se'irim. So he's explaining with the Zohar, this is Rashi saying in the Zohar, he's explaining that when we're not zeicher, like we're not today, we should be zeicher in the near future, meher b'yameinu. But we're not zeicher to have a Beis HaMikdash to bring karbonis. How do we get a kapara? We have to think about the deaths of Nadav and Avihu and be saddened over it and be tzar over it, and that's going to bring a kapara. They're in place of the two se'irim. Zokta Chida. The words chametz and matz are almost identical, except the letters hey and ches. The difference between a hey and a ches is a very small part of a line. The difference between chametz and matzah is minute. We use the same flour and water for both. When we're making matzah or bread, we use flour and water. The difference is the chametz has leaven in it that causes it to rise. The rising of the chametz is what is significant. It symbolizes haughtiness. Eradicating chametz, haughtiness, is the avodah of Pesach. That is the avodah of Pesach. Some sefer says that the difference between chametz and matzah is the hay versus the ches. As we just said, the numerical value of the hay in the matzah is 5. The numerical value of the chetz in the chometz is 8. There's a difference of 3 between the two letters. Between 8 and 5 is 3. Zoktach Sam Sefer. The extra 3 that the Chometz has represents jealousy, lust, and glory. As it says in Abbas, these things must be destroyed. We must eradicate them. That's the difference. That's what makes something Chometz. Even the most minute particle of Chometz must be destroyed, because if left alone, it can grow just as these harmful character traits can. It says in the Chasam Sefer, in the Yerushalmi and Yuma, that we quoted from the Meshech Chochma, the Priya Barboa says, just as Yom Kippur is Mechaper, so too the death of Tzaddikim, Nadav and Avihu Mechaper. Rabbi Barbina says, the Torah mentions the death of Miriam near Parashas Parah to teach us that the death of a tzaddik is mechaper like the Parah Duma. Vektach Sam Sefer. Why do we need to learn the same lesson twice? If Klal Yisrael as a whole are deserving of punishment, the death of a tzaddik comes as a tikkun. Aside from this tikkun for Klal Yisrael, the death of a tzaddik can be a tikkun for each individual. If one feels a personal sorrow for the loss of a tzaddik, then that death can be a machaper for the individual as well. When Miriam died, the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael failed to be maspid her properly. Her death was a tikkun for Klal Yisrael as a whole, as is the Parah Aduma. However, being that they did not feel the loss on an individual level, it was not misakin the individuals. However, when Nadav and Avihu died, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Beis Yisrael Yifku, all of Klal Yisrael mourned over their loss. Being that on an individual level, the loss of Nadav Avihu was felt, it was mechaper for individuals, as well as Klal Yisrael as a whole. Nadav and Avihu, the deaths are mentioned immediately before that word of Yom Kippur. In order to attain a kapara from the death of a tzaddik, one must feel the loss of the tzaddik. A yid must realize that everything in this world is controlled by their Ribono Shel Olam. Everything that happens around the person contains a message for him. We must take the time to try to understand what is happening and why. Why did a tzaddik die? Maybe it's a message to me that I must do tshuva. What is the meaning of the Chasam Sefer explaining the Ibn Ezra that we said? What is Chasam Sefer saying? The Kohen Gadol sends Azazel to the Midbar. Why? It is to serve as a kapara for the chet of Adam HaRishon. Adam knew what the Ribono Shel Olam wanted from him. What did the Ribono Shel Olam want from Adam? One thing. Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Yet he did not follow the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. This Aveira came from Gaiva, haughtiness, arrogance. Perhaps we need to look at what comes after Azazel. Perhaps we need to look at what comes after Midbar. The letters after Azazel are remes to Chometz. The letters after Midbar remes to Nachash. Chometz and the Nachash represent Gaiva, haughtiness. We do not have to listen to Hashem. Chometz, as we said, the leaven makes it rise. And the Nachash, we know, that's where the Chet of Adam region came. The Nachash represents Gaiva. We unfortunately do not have the Beis HaMikdash to learn a lesson from the Azazel. We can't have that anymore right now. However, the Ribono Shel Olam has other methods of reminding us. We just need to take notice. We have to not look straight ahead. Look a little past it. Chasam Sefer is explaining, like from the Ibn Ezra, don't look exactly what it is. Look a little past it. What does Ribono Shel Olam want? What is he telling me? Look a little bit past the letters of the Azazel. We have the Chometz. We have Pesach Sheni is coming in a few days. Pesach Sheni was time for those who were not Zeicha to have the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, but they were Tamei, by the first Pesach, by Pesach. Another chance, Pesach Sheni, because Klal Yisrael wanted and had a tshuka. It's only the avodah that we have to work on, and we should be zeicha to have the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt, Meher B'Yameinu, so we should be once again zeicha to actually bring the actual karbanas. A little bit later in the parasha, Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, Kapitel Yutes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Loisis Nes Ochicha Bil Vavecha, Hoyecheach, Toyecheach, Samisecha, Vloisis Olovchit. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall reprove your fellow and do not bear a sin because of him. Why is the pasuk use a double lashon of hecheach techiach when stating that you shall rebuke, you shall give mussar to your friend? The Chaim HaKadosh says, "Leisis neser chicha bilvavecha." Why does the Torah use the word achicha, your brother, when it says not to hate him? Lesisna es achicha b'vavecha. Why doesn't the pasuk say lesisna es amisecha b'vavecha? Do not hate your fellow. When it says to rebuke him, achicha techiach amisecha. One may have thought that when the Torah refers to hatred, it means to prohibit only true animosity. That is why the Torah cautions not to hate your brother. Friendship between brothers is usually so intense that any distance between them is notable. We are expected to feel a true kinship with one another. If two Yidden start to have strife between them, which causes them to become distant from each other, they are viewed by the Torah as hating one another. Zok to Karen LeDavid. Marim Psachim on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says, it is permitted to hate a Rasha, and one is not obligated to rebuke him, when it can be assumed that he will not accept the rebuke. However, one who may have sinned because his desires overpowered him should not be hated. You must gently rebuke him, for he may accept the rebuke and do tshuva. It says in the Avnei Ozel, one can only be successful in rebuking another person if he truly loves him. Only words that come from the heart will enter the heart. When one offers words of reproof out of love, the recipient opens his mind and his heart to the criticism. Reproof born of animosity is sure to fall on deaf ears and a closed heart. It is through loving one's brother that one can succeed in rebuking him. Said in the title of Yaakov Yosef. The Baal Shem Tov explained that we learn from the double lashon of hecheach techiach that one cannot see a flaw in someone else unless he himself, in one form or another, possesses the same flaw. The Gemara in Kedushin. And Daf Ayin says, one who disqualifies another disqualifies with his own flaw. Seeing deficiencies in others is a reflection of one's own failings. The Torah therefore states, Haycheach! Chastise yourself for the flaw you see in others because it is actually a reflection of your own flaw. Only then, after you do that, Haycheach, can you chastise others to improve. Zok Diksav Sefer. A Yid does not do an Aveira because he wants to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, he does an Aveira because of personal gratification that he receives from the Aveira, and he cannot control his desires. There is a rule that Klal Yisrael are raven one to another. We are all guarantors for each other. Therefore, if a Yid sins, all of Klal Yisrael receives punishment for it. Hillel told the Ger that there is a Klal Gadol Vatayra. That is, you must love your brother like yourself. Hillel was giving him the tools to stay on the proper path of the Ratzon Hashem. One who is about to sin may think that while he does not want to get punished, he does want that which is prohibited in front of him. There's something that's an aveira in front of him. He doesn't want to do an aveira, but he wants what's in front of him. He will get satisfaction now. However, what about the other Yidden who are not receiving any pleasure when he performs the aveira? It is not fair to them to be punished, for on top of everything else, they did not even get anything out of it. If one thinks this way, it will hopefully restrain one from sinning. Unbelievable, Ksav Sefer saying. We're all guarantors for another. So if Chas V'Shalom, someone has an opportunity, he's an Aveira in front of him. So you say, listen, I don't want to do an Aveira. But I have this tremendous Taiva sitting in front of me. I'm going to get satisfaction now from this Taiva. So yeah, I'm doing an Aveira, but I'm getting satisfaction now. But if you think about, what are you doing to the rest of Klal Yisrael? You're Aravim Zelazah. You're guarantors for another. When you're getting a little bit of satisfaction, or whatever, as much satisfaction as you think you're getting from it, which is not true satisfaction, but what about the Yid who's not getting anything? Your friends, your neighbors, all the Klal Yisrael, they didn't get anything. All they got was a part of your chet, because of Aravim Zelazah. When one rebukes another, he should explain that the sin should not be done, that this will cause another Yid to bear the brunt of the sin while receiving no satisfaction. Zoktish Law Kodesh. In the Shara Oisius, Yizchaber Tamed Lechacham Lanoshim Hagunim. One must constantly attach himself to the wise and righteous people. One should learn from all good actions that he sees another do. It says in Avos Ezu Chacham HaLoimed Mikol Adam, who is the wise one? He will learn from all people. The same is true in reverse. If one knows that his words will be heard, he must teach his Torah to others. One must teach others how to act with the proper midos and actions and mimikayim. That's what it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Chinuch. Mitzvah Saseh is a mitzvah Saseh Lecheach Lechoite to rebuke the sinner. Shenemar Lecheach Techeas Amisecha. Mitzvah Lois Saseh Shle Levayish as Chaveyor Shenelis Isalovchet. And there's a mitzvah Lois Saseh, you're not allowed to embarrass your friend like it says Lois Isalovchet. One who knows of a sin of his fellow man, he must rebuke him. If he's able to rebuke and does not do so, he's included in the sinner's sin. Although one must rebuke his fellow man, he must make certain that he does not embarrass him. Except, of course, in certain circumstances, but generally, he's also to embarrass his friend. One who embarrasses another in public does not have a portion of Olam Haba, as it says in the Gemara Bava Metzia. It is a mitzvah for the one who is being rebuked to accept the rebuke and to love he who rebuked him. That's a real hard one. The one who's being rebuked, he should love the rebuker, the one who's rebuking him, and accept it. Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, Hoicheach, Teichiach Samisecha. Hoicheach, one should first rebuke the sinner in private. Teichiach, if that does not work, he should rebuke him in front of his friends. Es Amisecha, if that as well is not effective, he should rebuke him in public. And if that does not work, and he sees his rebuke will not be effective, he must cease to rebuke him. When rebuking, it should be done directly. It should be directed directly at that person. Rather, he should rebuke. It should not be direct. Again, sorry. When rebuking, it should not be directed directly at that person. Rather, he should rebuke the sinner who did the act without referencing the person, just as a generalization. It says in the Nachal Kidumim, there are times when it is preferable not to say anything to the sinner, for perhaps he is not aware that his action is an avera. If he is doing it without knowing it, it is only a shogig. While if one were to rebuke him for sinning, and the person continues to sin, he is now transgressing a sin, an avera b'mezid, on purpose, which is a more severe avera. Es amisecha, your fellow, a talmid chacham, one who already knows that it is avera. That's what you have to do. As Amisecha, who should you give Teichacha to? A Tamachacham, who knows it's an Avera. And therefore you will not cause the sin to be elevated from a Shayit to Mezid. When rebuking another, one should speak to him in a manner of love. One should speak softly and kindly so that the sinner will accept the words and do tshuva. It says in the Dvarim Achadim, quotes Ashayas and Tshuva to Rivash. What is the difference in the Lashon of Heicheach and Teichiach? Heichacha is a Lashon of weighing. It is used when there is an argument between two, and a third party comes and decides which one is correct. Teichiach refers to rebuking another. So Heicheach, evaluate the person that he's not a Rasha. Weigh it. Heichacha again is weighing. Weigh, evaluate the person that he's not a Rasha. That's the first job. That he has performed many mitzvahs and good deeds. That's it, to look at him. This person, yeah, he might have done an avera now, but first weigh him. He did mitzvahs, he's a good person. Then teichiach, then you are ready to rebuke him. With this understanding, we can explain the pasuk in Mishlei. Al teichiach let pen yisanecha. Heichiach lechacham b'yavecha. Do not rebuke the let, the joker, the cynic, for he will hate you. Rebuke the chacham and he will love you. Look at the pasuk. Al teichiach. Do not outright rebuke the letz. Rather, for the letz, you must use heichacha. Weigh him. But how do you do it? Tell the letz that there are two ways to understand what occurred. And there's a way to find merit in his actions. Nonetheless, you'll advise him not to do it and stay away from it because it may not look good for him. If you rebuke the letz in this manner, he will not hate you. So you're telling the letz, in theory, what you did might have been an avera, and therefore you should stay away from it. Because you want to be above that, you shouldn't even look like you did anything wrong. If you say it in that matter, he will not hate you. If you rebuke the wise one in this manner of weighing, he will love you, for he will understand you're doing it to be kind to him. He will understand why you're doing it. With this pshat, we can explain the double lashon of the pasuk. Rebuke in the manner of weighing the letz. The wise one you can rebuke outright. Dr. Chavis Yoy. Why is there a double lotion of hecheach techeach? The Rivash explains the difference between the two words like we just explained. The Pasuk is telling us how to reprove another person. One must rebuke a person by explaining to him that the merits and demerits are being weighed. You should explain to him, that's what's happening. The Gemara in Kedushin says one must always look at himself as a bainli in the middle, exactly equal. Mitzvahs and averus. If he does one mitzvah, the scale is tilted in his favor and he's called a tzaddik. If Chas v'Shalom does one avera, the scales are tilted against him and he's called a rasha. One must see the whole world as such, an equal balance. If he does one mitzvah, he'll cause it to be merit for the entire world. If Chas v'Shalom, he does one avera, he is dooming the entire world. One should reprove his fellow man by telling him he shall surely do a mitzvah and not an avera. For this will cause him to be called a tzaddik, and he'll be accredited with bringing his chus to the entire world. Zokte be'er Moshe. Haycheach teichias amisecha. One must not rebuke another so that he should be punished for his iniquities. Rather, he should do so in a way that the person will do tshuva and find favor by the Rebbein Shalom and be totally exonerated for his sins. Haycheach teichias amisecha. You shall rebuke your fellow man, v'laisita lochet, on the condition that you're not attempting to have the sin stand, rather your purpose is you want to be him to be exonerated for his averus. Zokta Aderes Eliyo on the Pasuk in Amos, Laftera, are you not to me, Haloi Kibnei Ksiyim Atem Libnei Yisrael Nur Mashem, are you not to me like the children of Ethiopians, Bnei Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Klal Yisrael, and they forever will be the Ribbono Shel'Olam's nation. As Ethiopians are colored and can never be changed, so too Klal Yisrael have ingrained in their nature that they always want to serve the Ribbono Shel'Olam. They never willingly rebel against the Ribbono Shel'Olam, it is only that they do not control the Yetzirah. What is the double lashon of Echeach Techeach teaching us? There are proper ways to rebuke one where we will accept the rebuke. One must demonstrate to the person and truly love the person in order to give effective rebuke. If one sees that the one rebuking him really cares and is doing so for his own good, the words will enter his heart and hopefully cause him to do tshuva. The key is that one must look at the one who is rebuking as himself. He himself needs rebuke as well. Haycheach, weigh yourself. Ensure that your motivation is to follow the Ratzon Hashem. You're not doing it because you want to feel good. Oh, I'm going to give him mussar. But you're doing it for carrot. You're doing it for his benefit and for your benefit. You're rebuking him not for your benefit, but for his benefit. You're looking at it. If someone goes and you give mussar, you're giving your rebuke to yourself first, because again, there's a shayachas to you, and you're doing it to follow the Ratzon Hashem, and you want the same for the fellow yid. You have to make sure that you're doing it for the appropriate reasons, for the person to achieve a kapara and for the kavod shemayim. Then teichiach, rebuke him gently so that your word will be accepted. May we all be zeicha to be weighing others as well as ourselves, to be mezaka ourselves and the entire world, that we should all come to do tshuva, and that zchus we should be zeicha to the geula, we should be able to be zeicha to bring the korban Pesach and have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt and bring all the korbanos from here be amenu, amen.